We're now going to go to the Comcast Business Hotline. My friend Zach Berman is on the line with us. Zach, thank you for joining us. I know you got a busy household these days. Congratulations on your second child.
I appreciate that, Dee. Thanks for having me on.
I found your article today in the Inquirer, The Exit Strategy of Nick Foles, to really be maybe the best I've seen in terms of laying it out so that people could realize there are steps to this process. And if one step is taken or not, then you might know better what the direction is after that. Would that be an accurate way of saying it?
Absolutely, yeah. So they have this key date coming up in February where the Eagles have a $20 million option on Nick Foles that they can exercise. And if they do that, then Foles can essentially buy his free agency for $2 million. And I think that's the most likely scenario. The only way that I don't see Foles buying back the free agency in that case is if the Eagles were working out a trade. And if Foles thought that the situation would be better via trade where he's locked into that $20 million salary. So that's kind of what to look for in the weeks after the Super Bowl. It's going to be a very busy month for Nick Foles.
But if they do the $20 million, which has to be done by February 11th, how long does he have before he has to decide to buy his free agency? He has 5 days at that point. So essentially, a trade would have to be in place by February 16th for it to not go this way?
In essence, yes. So, you know, and no trade can actually occur until the league year, until the start of the league year in March.
Right. But you'd have to know.
What could happen is, yeah, behind the scenes, you know, they could be working with Foles' side on a trade. And if Foles decides if him and his agents are comfortable with either the trade partners or the potential extension, then a trade could take place. I don't think that's going to happen. I think more than likely Foles becomes a free agent.
Okay, and then is there any chance in your mind if he becomes a free agent that they franchise him?
I don't think so. And the reason I say that, I suppose there's always a chance, but that is such a significant portion of the salary cap.
Right, it would stranglehold them.
Exactly. That cap hold would really hurt the Eagles. I think if he became a free agent, they would let him walk and take a compensatory pick in 2020, and that would most likely be a third rounder.
Got it. Oh, and that was my other point in reading your column, was the fact that, well, that seems as good as doing a lot of work to make a trade happen, that you're going to get a third-round pick for him anyhow, probably. So why would you spend all this energy?
Yeah, a few things there. It's a good question. The first is, obviously, that doesn't come until 2020, so you need to wait, you know, and then the other part, too, is the compensatory pick formula. It all depends on who leaves and who comes in. So if the Eagles were active in free agency this spring, then it could offset the contract Foles gets. I don't think that's going to be the case, but that's kind of the machinations behind it.
Got it. All right, now let me ask you this. If it ends up that he becomes a free agent, and I think most of us do believe that, everything is fine. I don't think there's any hard feelings that you didn't get more for him other than that compensatory pick because of what he gave you over these last 2 years. Do you feel that's accurate?
Absolutely. You know, I think the Eagles got much more than they bargained for with Nick Foles when they brought him back to be the backup quarterback. And then on the flip side, you know, this situation's worked out great for Foles. And the Eagles have been very generous to Foles along the way. We're working and making sure he was better compensated this year. So it is very amicable. It's very amicable between the two sides.
Also in today's paper, Zach, Jeff McClain kind of gave his version of, you know, who he would give a thumbs up, please keep, or probably not, and therefore thumbs down. But I think more in looking at that, I would be interested in, you do have free agency that you're looking at, but you also have a lot of draft picks. Do they need to decide what they want to keep in terms of what they have? and then also what they would want to pursue in free agency versus how they want to use their picks.
Oh, certainly. And that's going to be a big part of kind of this next month and a half is really evaluating their own roster. They have some tough money when it comes, you know, to the age of some of these players. And then, you know, they need to look at what's available in free agency. But the other part of it, too, is like you said, with the amount of picks they have, and knowing the strength of this draft, in particular, defensive line. It's a good offensive line draft. So there's a handful of things there that I think the Eagles will look at and will certainly talk to the decisions they make with their roster.
What do you think should be their number one priority?
Well, both lines. And I say that because of the age on both sides. You know, you look at the offensive line between Jason Peters, Jason Kelsey. You have guys over 30 there. And, you know, in particular, the interior offensive line, Brandon Brooks, is coming off a
major injury. Yep.
And then on the other side of the ball, Michael Bennett, Chris Long, Brandon Graham, all over 30. And then at defensive tackle, you didn't have Tim Jernigan this year. I think that's going to be their biggest priority in the draft is getting younger there. And then overall, I think the team needs to get faster and they need to get younger. And I think that's really going to be an emphasis. You saw in their transactions last offseason, they really went for a veteran, and it was almost like that one last Super Bowl push. I think what this year is showing is they need to get younger and faster.
They need to get younger overall?
Definitely, yes. They do have some talented young players, but really what happened was when they made that trade for Carson Wentz, and then they go on, they trade for Ronald Darby, they trade for Jay Ajayi, they were giving up some valuable draft picks there, and you were missing some key picks in the first round, second round, third round. And they really need to replenish that.
And, Zach, that's actually maybe been the one knock about what Howie's been able to do or not able to do is not draft well and then have to be giving up some of these draft picks to fill needs that have come up. Do you agree with that? And can he turn a corner with this upcoming draft?
Yeah, it's a good question because really the last two, three drafts, You kind of need to give them some time to develop. I thought the 2016 draft, he did well. I mean, obviously Carson Wentz in the first round, but then Jalen Mills in the seventh round, that turns into a solid starter for you. Wendell Smallwood in the fifth round, Monty Vitae in the fifth round, he was a starter in the Super Bowl. So really good exceptional players after Wentz. I thought he did a decent job there. The 2017 draft, that's more up in the air. And really, between Sidney Jones' injury and the Donnell Pumphrey draft pick, they missed on some key spots. And running back is a major, major need for the Eagles. And part of that is because they haven't been able to address that the past few years. They did trade for Jay Ajayi, but then obviously the injury set them back.
Sure. Would you assume that he will not be back?
I would assume that. Now, there's always that chance because he's coming off the ACL. That the market's not very robust for him, and in that case,
then
perhaps
bring him
a
one-year
show-me deal. But I think the Eagles really go for a young, dynamic running back. I wouldn't be surprised if one of their two second-round picks is spent on a running back.
Got you. Zach, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.